Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn. Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today, I've got Josh Cook on the line, service manager at Titan Machinery here in Yankton, South Dakota. Josh, how you doing today?
I'm good, Parker. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Josh, we're going to start it out with a question for all the greenhorns out there. How much maintenance goes into keeping combines, tractors good to go year-round?
The bigger they get, the more moving out parts they have. It becomes the essential. You're constantly looking those things over, getting them repaired and or inspected, because downtime during harvest season or planting season or haying season, downtime is expensive and really can affect a farmer in the long run. So, you know, the biggest thing that we try to recommend for people to do would be getting inspections done during the off season, getting those machines in, having a certified technician look the machine over. We run these multiple point inspections, whether that be anything from a skid loader all the way up to a combine. And when we do an inspection, then we like to bring the customer in here, do a little walkthrough, and that's when the customer decides, well, you know, I can fix that myself, or, oh, that's a bigger job, I'd like you guys to handle that.
And we're talking about some high expense fixes, not just your normal F-150 in the shop for a day.
There's repairs here that go from $100, and there's guys that walk out of here with $60,000 or $70,000 repair bills.
Wow. So, I recently got to sit with Matt Olson, and he was telling me a story about mid-harvest. He had an issue with, I think it was the transmission, and he said, You guys took it on a Friday and had it back ready to go on a Saturday. Is that true?
That is correct. He was and so happy with us, he actually bought our entire store lunch in the middle of winter to say thank you. I sent one of my mobile technicians out there, and he diagnosed the machine in the field, sent the truck out to pick it up. I started doing some calling around on the backside. We had a warehouse of ours that had a reman transmission, or I actually think it was a brand new one, sent it one of our other dealers. They delivered it overnight in a van. It was sitting here by 7 o'clock Saturday morning. And then I had myself and two of my technicians, all three of us, hammered away on that combine. And we dropped the old tranny out and the new one back in. And he was driving home, going down the road, I think at like 1:30 on a Saturday. So it was pretty impressive.
I'm guessing that's not the normal circumstance when you have a breakdown during harvest, huh?
No, and that's exactly what I mean by inspections. And some repairs are inevitable. I mean, some stuff you can't catch with an inspection, you know, internal components that you can't see. And that's why we try to do our best job here, to make sure we're taking care of our customers in a timely manner, because we feel for them when they're down too. And we understand the importance of their machines being needed. So try to make sure we give them the best service and support that we possibly can during those tough times.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Josh. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.